This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's Mary Dixon.
The Trump administration will allow states to create work requirements for able-bodied adults to qualify for Medicaid. This would be the first time in the low-income health insurance program's 52-year history that this kind of precondition would be allowed. It's expected to face court challenges. At least 10 states, including Indiana and Wisconsin, have asked to do it. Nobody's injured after a big fire at a recycling plant in Des Plaines. Investigators are looking into the cause at Maine Scrap Metal on Rand Road. Police in Hoffman Estates are trying to determine whether it was homicide or self-defense when a man shot his father to death in a home on Ash Road. He reportedly told officers his father was threatening to shoot him first. They're laying off more than 200 more workers at the Carrier plant in Indianapolis. About a year ago, President Trump was touting a deal to keep those jobs out of Mexico. A dozen homeowners in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, are going to court to keep their land. It's where Foxconn plans to build a new plant. Village attorneys say the lawsuit won't stop the Foxconn project. President Trump is tweeting at Fox News this morning that Democrats might have paid the Russians to influence the 2016 election. Trump also questioned whether the FBI used a dossier outlining Trump's alleged contacts with Russia as a reason to investigate his campaign. The New York Times has reported the FBI opened an investigation after an Australian diplomat told them of a discussion with a Trump campaign advisor from Chicago who since pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. Bulls beat the Knicks 122-119 in double overtime. Lauri Markkanen with 8 three-pointers on his way to 33 points. Blackhawks lost to the Wild 2-1 on a day they made a four-player trade with Arizona. Okay, it's going to be rainy, breezy, and warm today with a high in the low 60s. But then temperatures are falling this afternoon, and we're going to have a winter weather advisory starting at 6 tonight until midnight with light freezing rain and light sleet, a chance of light snow, and a low around 20. Tomorrow, windy with a chance of snow and a high in the mid-20s. It's 55 at the lake right now, 57 at Midway and O'Hare.
What was it last week that Florida was so cold that iguanas were freezing in the trees and falling over and landing on the ground?
Yeah.
Spurring one Florida resident to go, iguanas, and picking up all the frozen iguanas and putting them in his truck.
He's trying to help the little iguanas.
No, he wasn't. He wanted to eat them.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was trying to just be helpful.
No, he was collecting them because, you know, iguana tastes like...
Iguanas are good eaten?
Iguanas can be good eaten, you know, probably like a nago at a sushi bar. He was collecting them, a whole pile of them. I'm going to have iguana munching on fried iguana. But the problem was when he put them in the truck and they warmed up, they came to life and started scurrying around in his truck cab, and that made him get in a car accident.
Well, now I don't feel sorry for him anymore.
Yeah,
he's going to eat the poor iguanas.
I only mention that because there are weird things going on. And next, we're going to play a song from a band that comes from a country where fruit bats' brains are boiling in their heads because of a heat wave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.